So again, yesterday we saw the introduction of the Aruch HaShulchan, how he explains the three different levels of Nisim. Everything's nice. But that we have tefillah for. Then we have highest level as well, a Nes that's like so out of the ordinary, just a wow Nes. So we saw that in Reshut Ches. That person would make a special bracha coming to that spot from time to time. We also saw in the Mishnah Berurah all the way at the end of Reishis Chas about when that date comes up every year, so a person should give tzedaka to the Talmid Chachamim and say there's a Yiratzon that a person should say, the Mishnah Berurah says, in place of a Korban Toda, say the Parsha Toda, and so on and so forth. And now, so in Reishis Chas, we're talking about a miracle that Aruch HaShulchan said in the in between. It's a wow miracle, but it's not a wow miracle. So we saw, let's start it again. The Mechaber says, Arba Tzrichim L'Hodos. There are four general categories, types of situations where a person would fall under this category of this following halacha. Kish L'Hodos. Yorda Ayam. Seafarers, Kesha Alumimeno, when they come out of the sea. Then we'll discuss this interesting Mishnah Berurah and Shabbat Sion about that in a little while. That's category number one, seafarers. Number two, Halkei Mibaras, going in the desert. It was discussed yesterday, you know, going in the desert in those days, going to the sea in those days. Kishiyigu, when they get to a place of inhabitants out of the desert. Number three is Mi Shahaya Cholav Nisrapeh. Person who was ill and they became healed. We'll discuss that also. And Umi Shahaya Chavish Beisasurim V'yatsa. And a person who was in jail, we'll discuss that. What does that mean? And came out of jail. And as we saw yesterday, V'simanech, and the way we remember these ones is V'chol HaChaim, next page, V'chol HaChaim Yiduch HaSela, as we just said. So it says V'chol HaChaim. So the Rashi Tevas of HaChaim is Chavosh Yisurim Yom Midbar. So that's the Rashi Tevas for Chaim, and those are the people who have to be Yodu Chasela, praise Hashem. So that would be the mnemonic, as they say, to remember that. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Now, the first one is, we said, a person who went through the sea. Let's do the second one. Someone went through the sea. And when Kisha Olu Mimenu, when they came out from it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that means when they came out from the sea, that means Lagamre, completely, as opposed to what? So the Chavetz Chaim says this does not include that sometimes people, you know, they go on a, you know, whatever, go on a boat, cruise, or even for business, whatever in those days. So they went into a port for a day or two. Then they continued on, went to the next port, next port, next port. So again, the question would be, let's say they're wherever they may be for one day or 2 days. So then on that stop, on their layover, as we call it, would they have to, as we're going to see, bench gomel, they have to, as we call bench gomel, in that intermediate stop, in that layover. So the Chofetz Chaim says, no, they won't. They would not bench in their layover, just when they finish. So the Mishnah Berurah says when they come to the Yabasha, when they come to ground, to land, for a day or two. So how about more than that? Like, for example, us. You know, like, again, the modern equivalent would be we fly, right? We go overseas, we go over deserts, and we'll get into this more when we talk about flying, where Moshe has a tshuva on that. But people go on layovers, right? So they might stop in England or wherever, Cincinnati, however, for a day or two, or maybe even longer, and then move on, right? Move on. So the Shaar Tzion talks about this, that the Shaar Tzion says, in Alafim Shoa Kama Yamin, let's say it's not a day or two, your stopover is for a few days. So he says, Nistape Bolas Tamid, it's from the Olas Tamid, it's not clear whether person on the extended layover would bench gomel, but he says, "Ah, me maskan sal yirabo, mashma de gam bezayin umavarach." So the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim says in Shaar HaTzion that even in that case, the Eli Rava says you would not bench just when you get to your ultimate destination. Okay? So, I just wanted to mention very quickly, also, a person who was ill. So again, the Chofetz Chaim says, and he was healed. What does healed mean? Like, what does healed mean? So the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chola Kvar Arborio. He's going around like a healthy person. Like sometimes, you know, like, I don't know, people go into a convalescent hospital, they're home, they're not feeling well. So then they won't be obligated, as we call us, we'll see, benching Gomel until they're really, substantially healed. Okay, we'll talk about this a little more. Bli Nether, some interesting Mishnah Berurahs, more tomorrow. Bli Nether.